Hello everyone, I'm Sung Jin Lee from Seoul National University in Korea. From now, I present our. The title of the paper is FlexFS, or Flexible Precipice Systems for MSNet Flash Memory. This paper was written by me and Kang Su-ha, Kang Won-jang, and my dear advisor, Ji Hong-kim. Jeong-han-kim, who is working at Samsung Electronics, also partially support this work. Outline of this paper is as follows. I first introduce the motivation of this work in the introduction section and give the background relevant to FlexFS file system. And then I will explain the details of proposed FlexFS file system and give the some experimental result. Finally, I will conclude my presentation. As you know, NAND flash memory is becoming an attractive storage solution for many IT applications, from mobile embedded systems to high-end server storage systems. This rapid growth of the NAND flash memory market is largely driven by the desirable characteristics such as high performance and high capacity. Significant density increase of NAND flash memory also makes it possible for flash memory to be widely used in many IT applications. In fact, there are two different types of NAND flash memory in the market, single-level cell flash memory and multi-level cell flash memory. These two types of NAND flash memory has very different characteristic in terms of performance, capacity, and endurance. This slide shows the comparison of SLC and MLC flash memory in terms of performance, endurance, and capacity. As you can see in this figure, the SLC flash memory has a higher performance and endurance compared to MLC flash memory. On the other hand, by storing two bits of information on a cell, MLC flash memory can have a higher capacity compared to SLC flash memory. However, as you know, most consumers always wanted to have a storage system with high performance and capacity and endurance. So our question is how to test these benefits of two different types of NAND flash memory. Fortunately, the flexible cell programming of MS NAND flash memory makes it possible to test the benefit of different two types of NAND flash memory by allowing each memory cell to be stored on, to be used as SLC or MS cell. So if we use the flexible cell programming features of MS NAND flash memory, it is possible to achieve SLC-like performance using the pure MS flash memory. With the flexible cell programming features, we first propose a precipice system called FlexFS. The precipice system tries to provide the high performance of SLC flash memory and the high capacity of MS flash memory. It also provides a mechanism that copes with the firmware characteristic of MS flash memory. We also implement the FlexFS on real systems and evaluate it with real mobile workload. From this slide, I will explain the background relevant to FlexFS file system. In general, flash memory chip is composed of several blocks, and each block is also composed of several pages. The flash memory pages is the set of several thousand flash memory cells. It is well known that flash memory has some special characteristic. The first is asymmetric read, write, and erase operations. And the second is erase before write restrictions. This means that before writing the data to the specific flash memory pages, the corresponding block should be erased first. Furthermore, the number of erase cycles for each block is limited up to about several thousand. A flash memory cell is sometimes called a floating gate transistor because the logical bit value of cell is determined by the number of electrons on the floating gate of transistor. For example, in case of SLC flash memory, each memory cell can have two logical bit value. On the other hand, if the cell has four logical bit values, we call it MLC flash memory. Especially in MLC flash memory, the first bit of a bit pattern is called MSB bit, and the other bit is called LSB bit. Now I can explain flexible cell programming method of MS Flash memory in detail. Flex memory cell programming is categorized into the two programming method. MS programming method uses all four logical values by writing the data into the LSB and MSB bit, as shown in this figure. So it is possible to utilize the high capacity of MS cell. On the other hand, the SLC programming method uses only two logical values of a cell by writing the data into LSB bit. So in this case, as shown in this figure, the characteristic of cell becomes similar to that of SLC cell. So it is possible to utilize the high performance of SLC cell, but it reduces the capacity of cell by half. From this slide, I will explain the flexible flash file systems in detail. To achieve high performance and high capacity, we have designed flexible flash file system with three major modules. The performance manager module manages heterogeneous flash memory cell. And the role of the performance manager is to achieve high performance and high capacity by exploiting I/O characteristics such as idle time and locality of I/O references. Since the MS flash memory has a poorer characteristic compared to SLC flash memory, it is important to guarantee a reasonable lifetime as well as to distribute erase cycle evenly. This work is done by well manager of FlexFS. I first explain flash memory manager module. Although flash memory manager has several functions such as read and write operations, in this talk I will focus on explaining how flash manager handles heterogeneous flash memory cell. In FlexFS, there are three types of flash memory blocks, SLC block, MS block, and pre-blocks. The type of a flash memory block is determined when the data is written to the flash memory. For example, if we use SLC programming method to write the data, the corresponding block becomes SLC blocks. Please note that the size of SLC block is half that of MS block because it utilizes a single bit of a cell. Although three different types of flash memory blocks can be scattered across flash memory medium, FlexFS manages them as two logical regions, SLC region and MS region, and one pre-block pool. Pre-block pool is necessary to manage pre-space in the flash memory. Now I will explain the performance manager. As I mentioned before, the role of the performance manager is to provide SLC performance and MS capacity. For this purpose, performance manager has three key techniques. The dynamic allocation technique determines the target region where the request data will be written. The background migration module moves the data from SLC to MS to make free space in the flash memory. Finally, the locality of your data management module exploits the locality of I/O references to improve the performance of FlexFS. I first start by introducing the simplest approach of performance manager called baseline approach. Intuitively, in order to achieve the highest I/O performance, we should write all the incoming data to SLC region. Because the size of the MS block is half that of MS block, so in order to provide the maximum capacity of MLC flash memory, we should move the data from SLC to MLC using the MLC programming method. The problem of this approach is that incoming I/O requests should be suspended during the data migrations because flash memory cannot be accessed in parallel. So this approach can incur significant performance degradation due to data migration overhead. To resolve this problem, we first propose a background migration technique which exploits idle time to reduce the migration overhead. Background migration technique exploits the idle time of systems to generate pre-blocks in the flash memory. So if a system has a sufficient idle time, it is possible to generate enough pre-blocks for SLC writing. This figure shows the steps of background migration techniques. As you can see in this figure, after detecting the idle time, FlexFS triggers data migration operation. And if there is an I/O request from the operating system, FlexFS try to suspend the data migration. The problem of this approach is that the background migration can, data migration cannot be suspended immediately because flash read and write operation is non-preemptible operation. So it can incur significant delay in the response time. So to resolve this problem, instead of utilizing all available idle time, the FlexFS utilizes a small fraction of idle time. For example, the current version of FlexFS utilizes about 10% of idle time. This approach is very effective because it reduces the probability that a request is issued while background migration is moving the data. The background migration works well when system has sufficient idle time. However, if the system has insufficient idle time, it cannot generate enough pre-blocks for SSH writing. The only way to resolve this problem is to write part of the data into the MLC region directly. So in other words, we need to determine the amount of data to be written to SSH region depending on the amount of idle time. In order to predict the amount of idle time for future, dynamic allocator first divides the time into the several time windows. Each time window is the period during which MP number of pages is written to flash memory. So as you can see in this figure, each time window is composed of idle period and busy period. If we know the idle period of previous time window, we can approximate the idle time for the next time window. And we know the idle time for next time window, we can calculate the allocation ratio, alpha value, that determines the amount of data for SSH over MLC. Let's focus on this formula. In this formula, MP times T copy is the migration time for MP number of pages, because T copy is the time for moving a single page from SSH to MLC. If the predicted idle time is less than MP times T copy, we can write all the incoming data into the SSH region. So the value of alpha becomes 1.0. If not, we should calculate the allocation ratio by using the formula shown in this slide. Once the value of alpha has been determined, the dynamic allocation distributes the incoming data across two flash memory regions. For example, if the value of alpha is 0.6 and there are 10 pages from the operating system, dynamic allocator writes 6 pages to SSH region and 4 pages to MLC region. In order to improve the efficiency of data migration, we propose a locality-aware data management techniques. In general, hot page will be invalidated shortly because it has high temporal locality. So this means that data migration for hot data is unnecessary. Let's focus on this formula. In this formula, we assume that MP hot is the number of hot pages for a single time window. In this case, we need to move MP minus MP hot pages from the SLC to MLC region. So we can reduce the migration time as shown in this formula. So it is possible to increase the value of alpha for the same amount of idle time. So we can write the more data to the SLC region for the same amount of idle time. With the locality aware data management, dynamic allocation try to write many hot data to SLC region because it helps to increase the value of alpha. On the other hand, the background migration technique try to select the cold data as a victim for data migration in order to reduce the useless data migration. Now I'll explain the where management module of FlexFS. As mentioned before, data migration incurs several write requests to flash memory, and so it incurs several block erase operations. Because the MLC flash memory has a pool characteristic, so our question is how to give a reasonable lifetime to end user. Our approach is to control wearing rate so that total erase count is close to the maximum erase cycle and a given lifetime. Wearing rate is the rate at which flash memory wears out. This wearing rate can be easily controlled by the FlexFS file system. The value of an array is the maximum number of erase cycles according to the flash memory specification, and an erase is the lifetime of flash memory specified by the manufacturer of flash memory applications. Please note that the value of an erase, L min, is the constant value. In this slide, I will explain how FlashFS controls the wearing rate. In this example, we assume that 5 terabytes of data will be written to the flash memory. If the value of alpha is 1.0, all the incoming data will be written to the two SS blocks. And during the data migrations, the data stored on two SS blocks will be moved to MS blocks. So in this case, we will use 3 blocks for writing. If the value of alpha is 0, all the incoming data will be written to MS block. Because there is no data migration, we will use only a single block for writing. From this simple example, we can easily know that wearing rate is directly proportional to the value of alpha. This figure shows the example of wearing rate control. In this figure, x-axis is the time, and y-axis is the number of erase operations, And this blue line is expected erase count, and this red line is actual erase count. As shown in this figure, at time t2, the number of erase the actual erase cycle is less than expected erase count. This means that the wearing rate of FlashFS is faster than we expected, so we should reduce the value of alpha in order to slow down the wearing rate of flash memory. In this figure, at time t4, actual erase count is smaller than expected erase count. In this case, we can increase the value of alpha because we have enough erase budget for SS writing. So we can write more data into the SS region, improving the performance of FlashFS. So our objective is to make actual erase count close to the value of an erase at the time L min. Now I will show the experimental result. To evaluate the proposed FlashFS file system, we have used development board with OMAP microprocessor. We have implemented FlashFS file system on Linux operating system. The flash memory model used for our evaluation is Samsung's 1 GB NAND flash memory. The benchmark programs used for our evaluation include the Synthesis workload and Real Mobile workload. We did measure IO response, IO throughput with 3 Synthesis benchmark. The idle benchmark have sufficient idle time, and BG benchmark have insufficient idle time for data migrations. The locality benchmark is very similar to BG benchmark, except that it simulates the locality of IO references. We also have used the 4 FlashFS configurations. The baseline configuration does not use any optimization technique for handling data migration overhead. VM configuration uses only the background migration technique, and DA configuration uses background migration and dynamic allocation technique. Finally, array scheme uses all the optimization technique. This figure shows the result of IO throughput test. As you can see in this figure, the baseline configuration show the worst IO throughput because they do not use any kinds of optimization technique for handling the data migration overhead. In case of idle benchmark, BMDA array scheme show the best IO throughput because they exploit idle time to hide the data migration overhead. In case of BG benchmark, DA and array scheme show the best IO throughput by reducing the migration overhead depending on the amount of idle time. Finally, in case of locality benchmark, array scheme show the best IO throughput by removing useless data migration overhead. We also evaluate IO response time of FlashFS. Especially, we try to measure worst case response time by making write request to flash memory while background migration is working. We also used 4 FlashFS configurations. The OPT configuration does not have background migration, so there is no response time delay due to the background migration. U10, U50, and U100 utilize about 10%, 50%, 100% idle time for the data migration. Please note that U10 is our default configuration. This figure shows the result of our response time test. As you can see in this figure, the OPT configuration shows the best IO response time because there is no migration overhead due to the background migration. U10 also shows a fairly good IO response time. Compared to OPT configurations, about 10% of IO requests has a longer response time. U50 and U100 have a better IO response time because many IO requests has been issued while background migration is moving the data from SSH to MS region. We also evaluate the endurance of PlexFS file system using the workload generate, which generate 2400 of ERESI cycles. In our PlexFS configurations, the value of an ERESI is set to 2400 cycle and the LMIN is set to 4000 cycle. So in our evaluation, our objective is to guarantee the 4000 of flash memory lifetime. This table shows the summary of result relevant to endurance after 4000 second. As you can see in this figure, if we did not use wearing rate control, the total release cycle is larger than 2400 cycles. So in this case, we cannot guarantee the maximum lifetime of flash memory. However, with wearing rate control policy, we can guarantee the given lifetime because the total release cycle is smaller than 2400 cycles. We also evaluate PlexFS file system with real mobile workload. For this purpose, we have executed several mobile applications shown in the table using a representative usage profile. We also used three PlexFS configuration. JFFS2 configuration is original JFFS2 file system with MS Flash memory, and PlexFS SSH configuration uses only LSB bit for high performance. PlexFS MLC uses both bit for high performance and high capacity. Please note that PlexFS MLC is our default configuration. This table shows the result of our evaluation with real mobile workload. As you can see in this table, PlexFS MLC shows the light performance close to PlexFS SLC. This performance improvement mainly comes from the enough idle time of mobile workload. From our observations, in the mobile workload, the idle times account for about 90% of total execution time. The small performance penalty of PlexFS MLC is caused by injuring a given write time. This means that we should write part of the data into the MLC regions in order to guarantee the given write time. PlexFS MLC also show a 30% higher write performance compared to JFFS2 file systems, but there is no significant difference between read operations. This is because the SLC and MLC blocks has a similar read performance. I finalize my presentation. We first propose a new file system for MLC flash memory, which exploit flexible cell programming. As shown in our evaluation, PlexFS can achieve SSH performance and MS capacity for mobile workload while giving a reasonable lifetime. As a future work, we will deal with a trade-off between performance and energy. Because background migration exploit the idle time, it can reduces the probability that the system enters into low power state. We also have a plan to develop a new wear management scheme for SSMS hybrid storage architecture in order to improve the endurance of the PlexFS file system. Thank you very much.
So I haven't ever filled one of my flash chips. I have from like my camera because I don't take enough pictures.
Sorry, I could not understand what you said.
I have yet to fill one of my flash storage devices because I just don't take, say, enough pictures.
Yeah.
Is it... take more, right? Is it possible to, like, I guess push the scheme to the point where you don't start doing any movement from the SLC to the MLC mode until the device is almost full, and then you have a period of like degraded performance that only lasts while you do a, like a bulk kind of reallocation, as opposed to doing it online as you're doing? Or did that just not make sense?
I couldn't understand what you say, so
okay.
Can you give me some example about your question?
Not that comes immediately to mind. I'll ask you afterwards.
So is this, you analyze this for a mobile environment.
Yeah.
Would that be applicable for really large systems, flash drives, which we see nowadays, which approach several hundred gigabytes? And how does the big write cache, which Samsung drives, I think they have several hundred megabytes of cache in the device, how does that help you with the background writing? Because you say that you need to avoid doing the migration because they interfere with writes, but if you have a large cache, that could be buffered, I guess.
Yeah, I think that this is a very good idea. So, but the Plexus file system is designed for mobile embedded system, so in the current version of Plexus FS does not support the idea you said, but it can be extended, as you said.